about what it was like to have Coach Zuma back out there today and the podcast that he was wearing?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough guy, obviously. It's a different atmosphere when he's here. He's getting after us, and he just expects more of us, and that's what you want in a head coach.
Steph is going to be closing in on 1,000 yards here pretty soon. Give me a sense of what you've seen him in the last couple of years evolve into really a top-notch receiver.
I mean, he works for that. I mean, he's one of the hardest-working guys we have on our team. In the offseason, he's busting his tail. You know, it's a lot of stuff that people don't see. And that's why I think he's been so successful, because the way he works, the way he goes about his business, he takes every play in practice as it's a game, and I think that's why he's been so successful.
He's kind of got a smooth confidence that doesn't seem overbearing. I mean, is that true behind closed doors too?
I think he's just such a great guy, you know, great person on and off the field, and like I said, a hard worker. So I think when you're a hard working guy like that, I think it's hard to be too big and you know, get too hard on yourself or too you know, over the top.
Look at what's lying ahead of you. Obviously, everybody knows what's at stake from here on out. Does it amp up in here at all of what stands in front of you, that there's really no room for mistakes from here on out?
Yeah, I mean, I felt in practice today it was quite a bit of energy, a different little pace to practice, which is a good thing. You know, we know our backs are against the wall, but we're going to take it one play at a time and one game at a time and just try to keep getting better and just doing our job.
Has it gotten to the point, did you watch the games and root against Detroit and root against Washington like that on Sunday?
No, you can't do that. You can't worry about stuff you can't control. Just got to make sure that you're doing what it takes to get better and try to help this football team win.
Everybody always talks about one game at a time, but when you're also saying players at the same time, you got to win out. Does that make it a little bit tougher to maybe sometimes to own in on the first one or anything?
No, I'd hope not. We're not worried about winning out. We're just worried about Jacksonville right now. And that's you know, might sound cliche, but it's honest truth. You know, we can't. You start worrying about Green Bay or Chicago, and then you're not going to win this game. So we just got to take it one game at a time, one play at a time, and just let it play out.
When you look at how this team has lost these games, I mean, it's just been right there on the verge of it. Is that positive for you, or does it make it more frustrating that you're this close? Because it's just such a crazy thing. I mean, you're one play away from forcing overtime last week against supposedly the best team in the league.
Yeah, I think it makes it more frustrating because we know we have a lot of confidence. We know we're a good team, but we just keep shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, it's just one of those things where you got to do your job and you got to do it better every week. And it doesn't matter the situation. You just have to make sure that you're locked in and making the most of every play.
Back to Zim, you know, every football coach likes to ride guys. It's just how they operate. But does it sort of give him a little more bigger soapbox to stand on when you know what he's dealing with to be here this week?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we all know he's a tough guy. We all know that he cares a lot about us and a lot about this team winning football games. And that's his main focus. So, obviously, for him to be here today and riding our butts, which is good. We want that, and we have a lot of respect for him.
Was there a riding your butts moment that stood out today at practice?
I mean, it was just if you did something wrong, you're going to hear about it. But that's football. That's how it should be, and I think that's how you get better. I've heard